This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Payne & Sylvester Incorporated will help you hit an all-time low.
Way to make a rival sour, turn your luck around in the final hour. Ask Michael how I came all this way from a guy called Shower. People hate when you hold your head higher than the Eiffel Tower. You know why that is, isn't it? They're intimidated by your power. Certain people weren't good for me, so I cut them off the second that I knew it. Told myself that I'm gonna win big, gonna make them sorry. Reckon I could do it? Do you reckon I could do it? Do you reckon I could do it? Yo. When I was 15, I told my friend Josh I was gonna spit bars. Man just laughed. These times I was holding my craft, but I still felt daft. Same thing when I said it to my ex, back when I never had credit for a text. I was like, cool, never sent X. Logged off MSN Rex. Then I thought to myself, one day I'm gonna talk to the world, and I'm gonna make a fortune as well. I don't need your support and your help, cause I reckon I could do it. Chipmunk's 15 just like me, and I see his face in the stores in the shop, and I reckon I could do it. To the sixth form common room, probably had my mind on abroad. Then I noticed a sign on a board, Oxbridge hopefuls write your name here. Suddenly my mind became clear. Never knew much about Oxford or Cambridge, but I suppose I would like a day there. Now, Anoop was my brethren. He wanted to do medicine, yeah, but the school weren't letting him. And I was in bottom set with him. Head of year tried to tell me the same. I will never forget how well he explained that Oxbridge wouldn't have wanted my ass in front of the class. Do you reckon we could do it? People use to describe something they can't do. Sometimes they might want to be sadistic, give it the title of realistic, and say it's near enough impossible, nigh impossible. They'd like you to think you're lying hospital for defying obstacles and trying not to fall, but their impossible isn't my impossible.
So psychological.
There are no winners until someone's won it. You won't know what I'm capable of until I've done it. The other day I scored Big Six, we was in the bits, both with chicks. I used to go studio with Six, now he's known for the dopest mix. He's clocked my face, I've noticed his, we jumped out the whips, leaving behind two dumbfounded chicks. I'm proud of Six, especially the fact he comes round the bits. We're from a place where people don't make it, if you get a shot you better take it. But you gotta grind like crazy, never move lazy, watch for man, them man a hella fool gazy. People look at us and say, you man blue, but if I can do it, you can too. They say you can't do what they can't do, but I don't hear none of that. They aren't you man, I reckon you can do it. Tell you what you
will help you hit an all-time low.
And Sylvester Incorporated. It's FUBAR Radio that you are listening to.
Yes, it is indeed.
Big shout out to Joey and Sai for holding down the last 2 hours. Three hours.
Yes, because 3 hours is a madness. You do three hours on Friday, don't you?
We do 3 hours on Friday. I did the most painful 3 hours last Friday.
Why?
Because I was literally in just... You know when you're just at the very beginning of being struck with food poisoning?
Oh, damn.
It hit me, like, just before the show, I was puking up my guts, came in, yeah. And then I was just, like, hunched, like, just, oh, I don't know, I couldn't explain it.
That's a madness.
Yeah, I'm very, very lucky that I got through the Friday social last Friday without... either shitting myself or vomiting all over the mic.
That's very impressive that you managed to not.
Super impressive.
Because food poisoning is probably my least favourite thing on the entire planet.
It's disgusting.
And I've definitely had trouble in the past.
Uh-huh. Fell on carnival weekend as well. I thought I wasn't going to make it to carnival.
And you were all right at carnival?
I was fine at carnival. I didn't drink. I didn't drink any alcohol. Haven't touched a drop of alcohol since last Thursday.
I love how that's like a big thing.
It is. Well, it is quite a big
thing.
Was
it the cider that gave you the... It wasn't the food.
No, it was fish from Tesco.
Okay.
But, you know, alcohol exacerbates.
Yeah.
An upset stomach.
Okay.
Yeah. You shouldn't drink any dairy products. Eggs are fine though.
No, they're not.
or alcohol or other things.
Okay.
That might exacerbate it. So I was literally on a diet of fruit juice and soup.
Fruit soup.
Fruit soup, yeah.
Soup juice.
It's all out now. It's all out of your system,
all good,
I think.
Yeah, Gonskis. I feel I've got a clean bill of health.
Lovely.
I'm fine.
Will you eat fish again?
Not from Tesco.
No.
Not fish. From the Tesco in Haggerston. And I was talking to my friend. While I was in bed and just like, you know, I was bedridden, so the only communication I had with the outside world was via WhatsApp. And my friend was she was asking about it, and I was telling her, yeah, it was some fish from Tesco, and she was like, it wasn't the Tesco in Haggerston, was it? I was like, how did you even guess that? There's like five Tescos within walking distance of me. How did you know it was Haggerston? She's like, just took a guess, and that's the worst Tesco in London.
Why?
And then she went, according to the Daily Mail.
Right,
naturally, I was like, well, I don't know what I'm more upset about. The fact that Tesco poisoned me or the fact that you read the Daily Mail and you're telling me about it. But she was like, no, my friend sent me a link. And what it was the Daily Mail were reporting on a blog. There's a blog. Dedicated to disgruntled customers of Haggerston Tesco Metro, right? And people have reported punch-ups in there among staff. just chicken just out in the aisles.
What, just like live chicken?
No.
Just running around?
No, like frozen chickens. Chicken that's meant to be frozen just out. On the shop floor. Ugh. On the floor. Genuinely
photos.
On the floor. There's photos on this blog.
Okay,
and
I'm
everything.
Just checking legally, obviously, what we're allowed to say. But if you're saying there's photographic evidence of this...
Mm-hmm. And the Daily Mail dubbed it the worst Tesco in London.
Let's put that on the Daily
Mail. Well, if the Daily Mail said it, then...
It must
be true.
Right. Tease up. Thank you, Adam.
Thanks, Adam. But it's... Sorry, do you want that one? That?
I think I've got my own mug. You don't have... Oh, I'm so sorry. I meant to say it's just herbal for Harley.
Just an herbal.
Sorry, Adam, it's my fault.
I can't really drink caffeine and dairy at the moment, so it's...
Do you know what? I'll have yours.
Oh, yeah, just double up. Double drop the tea.
There you go. Gold mug as well.
Sorry, Adam. Your haircut looks really nice,
though. It does.
Blame Jacob, he never told me.
Jacob. So evil, isn't he?
He's so evil.
Inherently evil.
Does this all
Even
purpose.
When he knows we're going to find out immediately he's been evil, he just doesn't care.
He wants to chalk up more evil acts, you know? They're like notches on his bedpost. You know, where like we talk about how many sexual conquests we've had sometimes in the office.
Yeah.
Yacoub just notches up how many evil acts he can commit in a day.
I think he hasn't done so many today, so he's going to go hard on this show.
I reckon he is. Yeah. You know, look at him; he's plotting now. He's googling evil acts that you can commit at radio.
Yes.
Oh. And so, how's everyone doing today?
Yeah,
we're good.
Not bad, mate. Not bad.
We had a nice weekend at Reading Festival.
Did.
Harley
yeah,
and I
we did. Yeah, what did you get up to?
Interviewed some people.
Tried
some
to find Nat for about 3 hours.
No, you didn't.
Oh, right.
Time.
Was Natalie hanging out with the students in the camping area?
Yeah,
Nat was just like. MIA, son.
Skiing.
I was around. I was all around. I was doing interviews.
I could just never get hold of you.
Well, that's not true. We saw each other at Lowe's.
Were you that slippery?
Yeah, I know, but like...
Were you that slippery now?
It just took a while to find you.
I just saw him and then ran off.
I reckon you actually
grabbed you. Just
there was even one point
when I
found you, and then I was like, "All right, cool. I'm just gonna go and sort out this interview and then come straight back." And you just ducked out somewhere else. I was like, "Where's she gone?"
No, that's
the whole FUBAR team just legged it from me.
Do you know what you gotta do?
I saw them. They were just like in the other corner, and I was like, "They just moved away from me just to throw me off." Yeah,
I bet it was Jacob's idea.
It was definitely.
Yeah, he was phoning me.
To be fair, I can't even blame you now because it was definitely Jacob's.
It was Jacob's fault. Yeah,
he's very influential, but you've got to put Natalie down on the floor and put a paperweight on top of her.
Yeah.
I found. If you want Natalie to stay where she is, put her down on the floor and just put a paperweight on top of her.
I am stuck to this chair. That's why I'm here for 2 hours.
Yeah. Tie her down, literally. You know?
It's not going too
kinky.
Far.
Mm.
We got some very, we got interviewed some very nice bands there.
Yes.
Yeah. House, White Room.
I love House, man. They're my new favourite up and coming band. Them and White Room are
nice.
great musicians.
That's well,
nice good
boys.
That interview then, isn't it?
Yeah.
They're all very sloppy interviews.
Oh yeah, good.
Yeah.
Good.
But it's
not once I edited them, they were not. They sounded seamless.
Okay.
Well, I think, you know, it always helps being friends with the people you interview or be interviewed by, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so, so it was definitely more, like, pally and just...
Conversation flowing,
like,
right?
Yeah, I felt like they felt like they could say whatever they wanted.
Yeah, they did. Everyone kind of went there. The Wombats, we interviewed them. They were very
really?
Nice. Really nice
boys.
Oh,
man,
yeah.
I was a big fan of the Wombats.
Yeah. So that was all good. And then a lot of rock bands as well.
Yeah.
Who were all really lovely boys.
No, you wouldn't expect rocks to be nice, would you?
No.
You'd think they'd be trying to, like, draw blood from a stone trying to talk to them.
Not at all. They really went for it. But then, they were just really nice boys, particularly a band called Sleeping With Sirens, who are huge. I looked at their Twitter. They've got, like, 1.4 million followers.
Sleeping With Sirens?
Yeah.
And all that, I've never heard of them.
Yeah, I know. How weird. But
what's
then,
this?
Sleeping
this,
With Sirens.
They're massive. But then they went on stage and were very, you know, that
oh,
kind
right.
of rock.
Yeah. There was a band called Five Finger Death
yeah,
Punch.
Yeah, we spoke to them.
Did you?
We interviewed Jason from that band.
Are they English or American?
American.
I was just kind of taken by the name.
Do you know why they're called that?
No.
It's from Kill Bill. That's what happens in Kill Bill,
oh,
isn't it?
Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah.
Fair play.
So that's why that happened. Yeah, it was good.
Did you ask them that?
Of course.
So bait.
Like they've
too
never
bait.
Been asked before.
Exactly.
I didn't personally. But
you probably just
to.
Knew.
I already knew because that's what I don't practice a five.
They probably didn't
punch.
Even finish the name of the band. Five. Oh my god, that's from Kill Bill.
Yeah,
yeah, Finger Death Punch.
Exactly.
How did you know? I directed Kill Bill.
Nat knows everything about me.
Nat directed. Shut up. She ghost directed Kill Bill.
I did. Quentin always calls me up. He needs some help.
Hey, Nally. Just don't really feel like saying the N-word too many times today, so I'm going to take the day off. Would you mind directing the film for me today?
Sure, I'll take it that day.
That's great.
So, what was I going to say? So, yeah, Play to Win this week, again, is Nat up against someone, one of us.
Yeah, it's me, isn't it?
You, yeah.
Just fix it for me to lose, and then I'll...
No.
Because I want to lose.
No, not,
and then
that's just so
I wanna
boring.
Get, well, it's obviously boring when I keep winning as well.
Yeah, but if we're upstanding members of the community,
that's
now
true,
you know
true,
this.
True.
We're the law firm, so we can't
oh, yeah.
be seen to be fixing things
okay.
unless, you know, the paycheck is good from FIFA.
I want people to get in touch and with some legal problems for you.
We, yes, that's the main aim of the game. Get through your legal queries to us and we will spend parts of the show answering them and solving them. If you want to get through to us via email, you can do so by sending an email to inc@fubarradio.com. And if you want to tweet to us, you can do so by @ Fubar Radio. FUBAR, if you can't spell.
And we're going to also try again for the feature which I've called Lawyer versus Lawyer.
Uh-huh.
But it needs a better title, obviously.
Yeah.
Because you did very well at it last week. I found some more cases for you, and you have to tell me, as fine, upstanding members of the law, the law, whether or not they were found guilty or innocent.
Okay.
So,
we did all right last week,
we did quite well. I think you won that.
I won, though.
Oh, you won, Harley.
I won.
Was
yeah.
it you that won?
Yeah, I won.
I thought you did. Man.
I won.
I thought I won as well.
I 1,000,000% won last week.
Okay. Even though there's only 100%. That's fine. But yeah, do that. Get through your legal queries. Like I said, the email is inc@fubarradio.com.
Or you can tweet to us at FubarRadio.
There you go.
Oh.
I like the fact that you
I like saying
my sentence,
I like it? Saying the normal, like the generic radio things.
It's great, isn't it? It feels good.
Yeah.
I feel like a professional.
I did this
other thing today where I was doing voiceovers for an advert.
Oh, nice.
On a particular streaming site
and, called Spotify perhaps.
Yeah, I wonder which one it is.
Well, I don't know, who knows,
maybe.
And I had to, I mean, Jordan and I we kind of, like, you know, made it a bit more chatty, but there were points where I had to be like, this is a radio advert and blah 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 blah, and I was like, that sounds so professional.
Yeah.
And it just, I've had a very professional speaking day.
Good. That's good.
My face hasn't been utilised today, it's just been my voice.
Just your voice.
You're on camera now, so.
Oh, I always hate it when you remind me of that, because I always forget, and
well,
now I feel like weird and nervous.
Don't be nervous. You look good today.
Cheers, babe.
Are you itching to kind of
get out of this professional tone at six and just let out all these slang words. Yeah. Just run down the street going, Wagwan, blood clot, nang.
I'm just going to, that's all I'm going to do. I'm just going to run down the street.
Just blurting them out.
Blurting.
I can talk like this as well, fam, blood, cuzzy.
Cuzzy.
Get me,
cuzzy?
G.
Cuzzy.
Who would you call cuzzy?
Anyone. Anyone that you liked.
Oh, okay.
Yes, like, Wagwan, cuzzy.
Like, oi, oi, like.
No, as like
oi, oi, like.
Cuzzy's like mate.
Yeah. Oh, not like cuz. You
fancy or fam. Nah, you wouldn't call a girl that you fancied cuzzy. That's disgusting.
I don't know. I'm asking.
Cuzzy, what does cuzzy sound like to you?
A cousin.
Exactly.
Like, or
so why would you call a girl you fancied your cousin? Where are we? In Texas?
No, or it could be like, you're well cuzzy, like cozy. It could be cozy.
You're well cozy.
Stop trying to rewrite the book, man.
Which doesn't make a lot of sense. I don't know how sexy that is either. You look well cozy. Do you want a kiss?
Yeah, so. She's literally trying to reinvent the wheel.
Well,
the slang wheel.
I well want to snuggle with you, babes.
Yeah, my first cousin.
I well want to spoon you, babes.
You're mad peng for someone who my direct auntie had.
Never first cousin. Second cousin twice removed. Good.
Just no family relation. Just, yeah. Works for me. What's wrong?
Right there?
Nothing. I'm just struggling with the chair a little bit. New chairs, they're great.
Yeah.
I know it can be improved.
How?
I don't know yet. Ooh, oh. Not like that.
By breaking it, probably.
Yeah,
not
great.
By going down.
It cannot be improved.
I'll figure it out.
Down.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Okay. Just get yourself nice and comfy.
Oh, there you go.
Awesome.
He's found it. He's found the good spot.
There you go.
Oh.
Speaking of being found, do you see that?
Yeah.
Found a good spot.
Little seg.
Speaking of being found.
You don't have to explain your segues.
Well, sometimes I do.
Yeah.
And it's not for you, mate. Fucking hell, you're not the only one listening.
I might be.
You might be.
I'm here. Jacob's there.
And then our three listeners.
Oh, it's mad hot right now.
Alright.
Well, just take your top off again. You do that every week now.
Yeah. It might have to happen.
Okay. Are we ready?
Yeah.
I need to tell you about this.
Please do.
A burglar's strong underwear game led to his downfall when his distinctive pants were held up in court. Damien McConn. Is it McConn?
Darren.
Sorry, Darren McConn.
Yeah.
I'm going to call him McConn.
Call him Damien if you want as well. It's a better name, isn't it?
Like, is it Machon or Macon?
Macon, I would say. Like Macon Village, the wine from Waitrose.
Machon. Okay.
Machon.
Whatever. Darren was sporting some powerful top man boxers with patterns of hot dogs, chips, donuts and hamburgers when he broke into a house in South Wales. A woman who lives in the home in Bridgend saw the 39-year-old's colourful underwear because his trousers were hanging down. A spokesman for South Wales Police said the pants were unmistakable and were described by a woman who had just got within a few feet of Macon as she caught him red-handed, bent over, rummaging through her downstairs cupboards at approximately 6:40 a.m.
Sounds like a very bad euphemism. He was, don't rummage through my downstairs cupboards at 6:40 in the morning.
Yeah, that does sound
too
nasty.
Early.
He growled at her as he ran past her and out of the house, but was later positively identified by the woman. Would you reckon the woman was really positive about that?
I don't think she
was. Hey, there he is.
And he's growling at her. Like,
she gave him the wink and the gun.
Yeah, she did.
A positive ID. Hey, man.
Never jack someone's house at 6:40 a.m.
Well,
it's too early. Like, people are getting up for work.
It's too early that people would have left.
Yeah.
But it's not late enough that people would be
still asleep. 6:40 a.m. It's like bright. It's like it's well lit them times, you know.
Yeah, it's like you'll be in bed, but it's that point when you definitely hear someone if they're in your house because you'd wake up.
I reckon.
Up at
I dare say you'd probably be either out of bed or just about to get out of bed. You're in that stage where you've probably woken up and you're like, "Ross, my alarm's going to go off in like 20 minutes. I'm already awake. What? Do I just wait for the alarm? Yeah, 6:40.
Do you get up at 6:40?
Come on now, look at
you
me.
Don't get
do
up
I look like I get up at 6:40?
If it's like a residential home. Where you can assume that they have like a proper job. Do you understand?
Yes, that's very true.
They're exactly. going to be getting up at 7 o'clock.
I have been up at 6:40 in my life. Exactly. I didn't like it at all. I don't ever want to go up.
But
at
a lot of people, you know, get up around between 6:30, 7,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's a dumb time, man.
It's silly to be burgling. So anyway, so he growled at her as he ran past, and then someone was he was positively ID'd. And he's been jailed for 2 years and 10 months. So it's a bit too late for him to seek our help.
No.
But I think just going through this, some pointers for him to improve his burglary game.
Sure. I think so, yeah. Starting with at number five.
At number five, the boxers.
Yeah.
I think that's a higher one, to be honest.
Yeah, true.
That's
okay. Number five.
Don't rob in Wales.
Or just don't rob.
Don't rob
someone's house.
Don't rob.
Start with that.
No, this is burglary skills. So
oh,
we need
right,
to
yeah, yeah. That's true.
Yeah. If you're going to improve your burglary skills, we're not saying you should
don't,
burglar. We don't condone burglary.
Don't do
but if you're going to do it, do it right.
Don't do it, though.
If you're going to do it right. Yeah. If you're going to burgle right.
Yeah, 6:40 a.m. is that stupid period
stupid
where
time.
You've got to leave it till later on that night, perhaps, or you should have done it earlier.
Middle of the night, maybe. Yeah.
There's no room for laziness.
Well, when someone's not there, it's obviously a better.
Yeah, because then you're not scaring anyone.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true.
Don't rummage.
No rummaging.
Don't rummage. Know what you're looking for. Don't rummage. Don't rummage through drawers.
That's what I'm saying.
Right?
Yeah.
Don't growl.
Never growl.
Don't growl, right? Because that's just fucking weird, and they're not gonna really feel any sympathy for you. If you know, you might have hit rock bottom, and you know you need to fund a crack habit or something.
Yeah, something like that.
You know, but no one's gonna feel any sympathy for you if, when you are collared, instead of apologising or maybe trying to make a quick getaway, you growl.
Well, that's also slowing you down because you have to stop, growl, and then keep running. If you just run, it's quicker.
Exactly. And you've got to find that pitch to growl as well. Because sometimes you start a growl, it's not quite, you're like, and then you go.
I think humans don't even growl. He must have been some weird dog dude.
Dog noise, like a werewolf noise or something.
Maybe he was a werewolf.
Maybe he was just looking for food.
Maybe he was actually just a dog in boxers.
What I'd like to talk, what it says here, not just top man boxers, powerful.
They
Why
powerful.
Are they powerful? What's powerful about the boxers?
So what do you mean? What's
covered
powerful?
In hot dogs, chips, donuts, and hamburgers?
How are they powerful, Harley?
Just power.
That's power. That's a power lunch.
That's a power move.
Yeah.
So wear those boxers.
Yeah.
It's a cocky power move to rock them boxers whilst jacking someone's gaff.
Hot dogs, chips, donuts, and hamburgers.
Yep.
That's a powerful lunch.
That's a power lunch, you get me?
Maybe that's why he was robbing, because he looked down and he was like, oh, I'm hungry now, I've seen this food on my boxers.
I reckon he was just looking for some Rennie or something, do you know what I mean? I think he had a bit of indigestion and shit, and he was just going through the drawers looking for Rennie.
That's a greasy lunch, isn't it?
Trust me.
Mate.
He had it the night before as well, because he was going through a yard at 6:40 a.m. So he had a late one. He had like an 11 p.m. dinner.
Yeah.
And he was like, I can't even sleep right now, you know, I need to go and get some Rennie. Obviously, it's South Wales. There's not very many shops open at random times.
Yeah,
exactly. Even the petrol station's closed kind of early there. So he's looking for some Rennie or just something.
He could have just knocked on her door, asked. She's, you know,
she would have seen the boxers and gone, you need to come in.
Yeah, you need some Rennie ASAP. If he came round to mine, I got bear Rennie, cuz.
That's the thing.
I'd happily, as long as he's not coming in my gaff, causing any trouble, I just go, wait there, I'm going to close the door, I'll go and grab you some Rennie.
What if you open the door and he growled at you first? And then
Well, he's outside.
Rennie.
Then he's outside.
He's good.
And if that's the way you communicate, that's your business.
That's your thing, isn't it?
You get me? If you're a growler.
As long as he asks politely afterwards.
It's true, it could be a polite growler.
Yeah, you could go, please.
He couldn't.
This fully sounds like we're answering someone's legal query.
It does.
No, but we have, because he's in prison now for two years and 10 months.
Mm.
Which will probably be only like a year.
He'll get a year and five.
He'll get a year and two.
I think just throw those boxes away. Don't wear powerful top man boxes.
Stop that. Go commando next time.
Yeah, definitely.
Go commando. In fact, just go naked.
And growling.
But just make sure you ain't got any birthmarks.
But no, if you're naked and growling in your core, I don't know, that doesn't make it very good. If you're running naked and growling.
Yeah, true. Yeah, but no one's going to want to come near you, innit? No one wants to go near a naked person.
But she caught him bent over, rummaging through her downstairs cupboards.
Yeah.
Now, if that was naked and growling as well, that's a horrible image.
Naked and growling. Sounds like a band name.
Naked and growling. It's the name of my next sex tape. It's definitely the name of my next sex tape. In fact, I think it might be the name of one of my old sex tapes.
Naked and growling.
That's how I came out. That's how I was born. Naked and growling. I didn't cry when I came out. I was growling.
Growling.
Yeah.
It's too itchy now.
You're too itchy.
Yeah, I need to put.
Oh, what, the back of the chair on your?
Just can't win. What do you need?
Well, just drape the top over the back of the chair then.
I tried it. It doesn't work.
Why not?
Because you can still the bottom still.
Ah,
like,
yeah. You and the medium top's blood doesn't cover the whole of the chair, innit?
Yeah.
You and your svelte frame.
You're gonna have to pick one: hot or itchy.
I'm a bit of both, to be honest.
Okay.
Do you want me to? Oh wait, now the aircon's swinging.
No,
oh.
Both.
Swinging.
Yeah, swinging.
I love you say that. It's swinging.
Yeah.
It's a swing.
Dun dun dun.
It's a sexy aircon, very swingy.
Dun, dun, dun.
Maybe we should move the flat
dun,
down.
Dun, dun. Hollywood. Hollywood swinging.
Yeah, I think I made it worse.
Say, I remember. When I wasn't fooled by radio. And I never came without Holly.
You never came without me.
Oh,
oh yeah, that sounded a bit weird. Suggestive.
Interesting.
Nice though.
Interesting to know that.
Yeah.
Michael.
Well, hey. Another thing that's interesting to know.
What's that? Is it another story?
It is another story.
We don't do stories enough. But this felt like normally we've gotten through the whole show and think about a story because we're just chatting shit, having fun.
Yeah.
Clearly we're not like having as much fun as normal.
Well,
why do you have to say that?
Why are you saying that, Harley? We're talking about fast food.
Why you gotta be like that?
Yeah.
Cause I'm hilarious.
Just be itchy.
Fucking mug. Yeah, sit there and scratch
yourself. Itchy
shit.
Over there. Hot and itchy.
Tea. Calms everyone down.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is good. I actually did see that.
Oh,
did you?
No, I didn't see the video, but I saw the headline in a newspaper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so a man films himself having sex with a McDonald's chicken sandwich, and the internet loses its mind. So this morning, you might have noticed McChicken trending on Twitter, but hopefully for your own sake, you didn't investigate further. I definitely didn't. I didn't even see it.
No.
And that's because the McDonald's fare was only trending due to a viral video that was posted showing a man having sex with one of the sandwiches. The man, who never reveals his face, is shown quite literally copulating with the mayonnaise-covered bread and fried chicken goodness that is one of McD's favorite McD's sandwich offerings. And
that's just
dirty.
Do you know what though?
What's that?
He may have been doing the world a real solid here.
Why is that?
I ain't eating a McDonald's I ain't eating one ever again.
The sandwich specifically.
With the thought of some dude fucking the sandwich.
Yeah.
Do you know how many people are going to be deterred from eating McDonald's?
And equally.
But no, but he's not an employee, is he?
No.
No, I know. But still, he could be an activist against McDonald's. Do you know what I'm saying?
Some people will like that and want to be like, oh, that looks kind of sexy.
I think, on the contrary, he loves McDonald's.
He loves it, but
I'm just looking at the latter of it. Do you know what I mean? He could. How many people are going to be put off McDonald's because of that video?
I think people are just more going to be put off food.
Yeah.
Because like I said, he's not an employee. If he was an employee, then you'd be like, okay, cool, this could be, like, other members of staff could be doing this to the food that I'm buying from them. But if you've bought it, it's your property. You can do with it what you will. But I think people will be put off food after seeing that.
Next time you order a chicken sandwich.
Yeah, it might be in my mind.
Because it's got mayonnaise in it, so you'll be thinking like...
Mayonnaise is the devil's semen anyway.
That's what I think. But you know, if you go into McDonald's and you say, I'd like this without mayonnaise, they get really annoyed with you about it. And they're like, that's going to take like 10 minutes to cook. I'm like, I will wait for it because I don't like mayonnaise. Everything's got mayonnaise in it.
It's going to take longer to make with less ingredients.
Exactly, because they got to cook it fresh.
Not buying that, love. Make my fucking chicken sandwich without mayonnaise.
It's hard. Do you not find it hard?
What do you mean it takes 10 minutes longer to make?
Because they got to go and cook it fresh. They can't just get it off the conveyor belt in the back, which is already like... in the heat.
But then they've got to go cook it. Yeah, like when you've got that sort of hot counter bit they store them, sometimes there's none there anyway.
So yeah, but they get annoyed about it. But it's hard to buy sandwiches, you know, if you don't like mayonnaise. Do you not find? I do.
Not really.
I do.
I like mayonnaise sometimes.
Yes. As a feeling with certain things, I can eat mayonnaise.
I'll have mayonnaise in certain things like in a Nando's. Chicken pitta.
Okay.
Mayonnaise and that is good. But mayonnaise, I'd never have mayonnaise on the side.
If I'm out on a date and a girl puts mayonnaise on the chips, the date ends there. It ends there.
You just growl at her and walk out, don't
exactly.
you?
Exactly.
Go off.
Literally. Take my plate with me, obviously. I'm not a dickhead.
But some people are obsessed with it. I think more people are obsessed with mayonnaise than there are ketchup. I think ketchup is more widely enjoyed.
Yeah, it's true, yeah.
But I think there's more
people
who
are passionate about mayo.
Yeah.
Salad cream, cool, yeah, safe. You don't like salad cream?
I don't like condiments, really.
So you just eat dry chips?
No, having said that, I would put salt on it.
No, but that's not a condiment.
It's a condiment.
It is a condiment.
It is a condiment, yeah. But it's like, literally, like, it's a condiment, like... water is a drink.
I'd splash a little bit of vinegar on it as well.
Yeah.
I'd never have ketchup, brown sauce, mayonnaise,
not brown sauce,
mustard,
bun brown sauce.
Any of I love brown sauce, but I never have it with chips.
No, but I'd have it anyway. Mint sauce, mustard, none of it.
Mint sauce and lamb, yeah, only.
I mean, I don't eat lamb anymore.
I've only just started trying gravy, giving that a go.
Oh, gravy's the
dance. I don't mind that.
I love gravy.
I didn't like it for a long time.
Why not? What happened?
Because I don't like to have like my wet food. I just like to have it like it's meant to be. And I don't like to separate food. I either have it separately.
Right.
You so have like, it. Are you one of them people who eats like says the best thing till last?
Yeah. And
eats, I don't. You're like that as well.
On a roast exactly dinner, like you've got vegetables 100% always first. Get them out of the
get
way.
Get them out of the way.
You've got to get them done.
The point of a
high
roast.
Yeah.
No, a get point me of a roast dinner, especially a roast dinner,
no,
is that all the flavours no go really well together.
No.
So yeah, you combine them.
Got,
all right, if you're yeah listening, please let us know what you do. If you're a food separator or yeah if you're a food combiner.
Because
I'm proud of
I'm starting
separator
to meet more food separators, and it blows my mind.
More uprising.
It's a yeah it's a real childish way
that's
to eat
childish
food.
What, wait, what? How? How?
I think it is.
No, because obviously the treat, what you're aiming for at the end, is obviously the best thing on there is Yorkshire pudding. Everyone loves that. But
what's,
you need to
what's the child
get
more
the,
likely
get
to
the
do?
Broccoli
yeah
out of the way.
What's the child more likely to do? Because when I say separate, it, children will just move the bits that they don't want.
Mm.
We eat segment by segment.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just
we
bizarre
compartmentalise.
Just put it all together.
Anything,
it tastes so much
that
better.
If anything, yeah, that's the adult way to eat.
Yeah.
Nah, not even, cuz.
I was at Carnival on Monday, and I was waiting for Jordan, because obviously Jordan lives on the Harrow Road, and that's one of the main sort of avenues down which like the procession goes.
Mm.
And Jordan went somewhere, and I was on my own, and I was really stoned. I'd been at toddler tease stage, and I really, really badly needed some food. And opposite Jordan's flat, there's this little alleyway, and there's this sort of very small sort of Caribbean community within it. And they come out every year, and they sell amazing West Indian grub, mac and cheese, rice and peas, jerk chicken. What else? Just yeah, all the stuff that you could buy in a Caribbean takeaway, you can get here in this little alley. And I got mac and cheese, jerk chicken, rice and peas, coleslaw, and salad.
Yeah.
And I took it to the back and I sat on the chair by myself, and I ate the salad and the coleslaw first. and then I had the rice and peas
yeah
and the gravy,
mac and
then
cheese.
Then the mac and cheese.
That's
and
what I would
then
do.
Only then did I treat myself, because I worked hard to get through everything else, and then I
yeah. But the thing
is
that
like
the
chicken
things that you enjoy less on the plate, right, are only made better with the things that you enjoy more.
I don't
no
mind. The thing is, yeah, I enjoy them less, but I don't hate them. Otherwise, I wouldn't get them on the plate.
I
remember,
agree
this was all my
yeah
choice.
But like,
I paid for this.
Yeah,
I went,
get it. I get
I
it
had the choice to go. No, none of that. But I didn't.
I'm just thinking about it. Yeah. So, say I ordered, like, because I like all vegetables pretty much, yeah.
All vegetables?
Yeah.
Really?
You like Brussels sprouts, do you?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't love them, but I like them. I'll
sweet
eat them.
Yeah.
I love sweet.
Ugh.
You mad?
Parsnips, turnips. Ugh, they're all rank.
Like I said, I love all vegetables. Anyway, except mushrooms.
What?
But
they're
I
the
like,
best.
But
what
I like,
are you talking
but
about?
I like,
technically,
I
they're not vegetables.
What?
They're not fungus, isn't it?
Well, okay. Well, it goes. Well, whatever.
Oh.
But you know, I like raw mushrooms. I don't like cooked mushrooms.
Right.
I like
okay
the taste when they're raw, but when they're cooked, the sliminess freaks me out. But but say I was ordering like a roast dinner, yeah.
Mm.
Obviously, I got my peas, my carrots, blah blah. The thought of eating just peas on their ones.
I don't like peas.
I wouldn't eat the pea. I wouldn't leave
I
them.
I don't even like peas.
No,
I don't like
neither
peas, and I don't like sweet corn.
No.
Okay, well, so carrots. You like carrots, guys?
No. Well,
nah.
Raw carrots.
Shredded
I like
carrots
raw
make
carrots
me angry.
Oh, you don't like any
cooked
vegetables.
Carrots are nasty.
Yeah.
I do like broccoli. I had some broccoli
okay
last night.
So
love broccoli.
Okay, broccoli.
Love broccoli.
Okay. I finally found a vegetable that you like. say I'm getting broccoli on
yep
my roast dinner.
Sure.
I
lovely
could never just eat broccoli, just like the whole bit of broccoli, without adding some like
gravy.
Yeah, you have. Yeah, obviously you have gravy, but do you know how much nicer it would taste if you just add some chicken to it.
Yeah,
or
I do. I do. I do know. I do know. But I also know that I want the chicken, the flavour of the chicken,
mm,
the chicken experience to be unadulterated.
Yeah.
I don't want the broccoli trying to take the chicken's limelight.
Is
how
Jacob
dare
in
that
there
broccoli?
Yeah, Jacob's there.
Jacob, what do you do?
He doesn't eat.
Jacob don't eat. He's just too busy doing evil shit.
Jacob's one of us.
See, I've...
He separates. Yeah.
That's only because he's evil.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, that means we
they
are.
Beg him to keep him together and he's like, you fucking stupid, mate.
He just comes and breaks them up.
Yeah.
No. He's terrible, Jacob.
Builds a little fence between them. Barbed wire as well. Yeah. Jacob builds little barbed wire fences on his plates.
He does, yeah.
Well, each their own, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. That's literally how we think of it when we eat.
Nah, it's just wrong.
That's we true. Segregate, man.
Let's play a tune.
Yeah, listen to FUBAR Radio. This is Payne and Sylvester Incorporated.
Yeah, these parts and these places can't be just, you know. Okay. Better watch when you come over here. See them man with them gun over there. Man ready for go run over here. Kick down table, turn over chair. Better watch when you come over here. See them man with them gun over there. Man ready for go run over here. Pep, 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 pep. Listen, you better mind when you come over here. Cause big man double doing your career. Streets aren't pretty, now the roads aren't nice. It was made for guys with heart and no fear. I do music and I be staying level headed. Said the fans wanna cop mine, not your gear. You don't wanna be a target for man's practice. Shot food and it might take your gear. You can't stop me, I'm on a roll today. You're now rocking with me and a bit of protege. 9 years deep, a man, I've got more to say. It looks calm, but you're looking at my poker face. Tall man, don't sleep on me, yellow wake ya. Pro's got his eye in the galley, you might take her. Can't expect nothing less from the best when the Steel City links with Kingston, Jamaica.
Better watch when you come over here. See them man with them gun over there. Man ready for go run over here. Kick down table, turn over chair. Better watch when you come over here. See them man with them gun over there. Man ready for go run over here. Pep, 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 pep. Better watch when you come over here. See them man with them gun over there. Man ready for go run over here. Kick down table, turn over chair. Better watch when you come over here. See them man with them gun over there. Man ready for go run over here. Pep, pep.
Play your position. Still that young black boy on a mission. I'm trying to find out if I speak, will they listen? Do the kids really have any concept of ambition? See, the system has got us in a bad condition. The money's got the willpower in a submission. Every day another somebody's getting murked because another Donnie went for that bad boy audition. Can't stop me, become certified. Another if you let a man, I'm gonna hurt your pride. Give me the mic, a man, I'm gonna murk tonight. You try mixing with the brothers that prefer to ride. Tell man that the road thing ain't for everyone. Now you're getting wetted up like a bottle of Evian. When will it be that I don't have to see another rest in peace whenever I put the telly on?
Better watch when you come over here. See them man with them gun over there. Man ready for go run over here. Kick down table, turn over chair. Better watch when you come over here. See them man with them gun over there. Man ready for go run over here. Pep, 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 pep. Better watch when you come over here. See them man with them gun over there. Man ready for go run over here. Kick down table, turn over chair. Better watch when you come over here. See them man with them gun over there. Man ready for go run over here. Pep, pep.
Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR Radio. We're just looking at some pictures of Lily Allen
doing
normal things.
Yeah, I'm so pissed off right now.
The Sun, you are fucking pathetic. Like, I just want to say that now.
You are
pathetic because, like, there's so many things wrong with this article that these patriarchal sons of bitches have put out about Lily Allen collapsing at Carnival. So fucking what? A. B, they're making a meal out of it, yeah? She's tweeted and admitted that she's a lightweight, right? Mm. You can't see her, like, they're saying she's binge drinking and stuff, right? You see her with a Strongbow in one photo and another drink in another photo and another... You don't see her with, like, 6-7 different drinks and stuff like that. She probably never ate. But what pisses me off the most is that they mention at least twice the fact that Lily Allen is a mum of two.
I think they do it. I'm just looking. I think even in, like, the first sentence I was looking at, I think they bring it in there.
And then they say it under a photo as well.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Mum of two appears to roll a suspicious cigarette.
What's that got to do with anything? Yeah. And as you pointed out, you're so right. If it was a father of two there acting like
you
that,
you wouldn't know.
Nobody would be saying anything, and there wouldn't be 75 pictures.
On the
suspicious looking cigarette.
Well.
But if it was a man, a father of two, there wouldn't be like 60 pictures of her.
Exactly.
But with her, there's so many pictures. Yeah, she got a bit pissed at a carnival. I got a bit drunk at Reading. So
right.
what? So
exactly.
what? Things happen.
These things happen, right? It's a street party.
I that's your comeback. I got a bit drunk.
We've all like. But the thing is, she's not the only one there at carnival. It was a bit wavy. But so what?
Exactly. By no means was she
it
the only.
It doesn't even say grime rapper boyfriend. It says grime rapper lover.
Yeah.
It really doesn't.
It's not. Also, if her kids were there with her and she was doing this in front of her kids, then maybe you'd be like, okay, you wouldn't be doing that in front of your kids. But her kids aren't there. They're nowhere. They're not in the vicinity.
They're at home with a trusted guardian, and she's gone out and she's got a bit wavy, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So she's been carried home by someone, but at least she was responsible enough to have someone there to carry her home.
They know a lot. Well, it says she was downing a homemade cocktail resembling potent rum punch from a milk bottle. How the fuck do they know that? How do you know any of this? It's so ridiculous.
And why were they? Why were they there?
Yeah.
Whoever had that camera, why were they there? Were they just there to snitch and take photos of Lily Allen?
Well, they obviously were ready to, because the fact is they caught her right at the beginning when she was dancing away and having a great time. The whole point, even to when she was carried,
they've followed her as well, they've been waiting for it. It's disgusting, man.
Yeah,
she's a normal girl, right? Okay, cool. So she's a celebrity. She's not even really trying to be a celebrity anymore.
No.
She's just trying to run a record label, go carnival, mind her own business.
Yeah.
But people just kind of won't let her. And her is the operative word. Because like we were saying, if this was a man, I stress, we would not be hearing about this.
We would not, no.
We would not be
not.
Hearing
there
about this.
Be. I mean, there's just so many pictures that it's ridiculous.
Too many.
Yeah.
Too many. That takes too long to kind of, all that information takes too long to consume. And you're like, you could have filled that space with something really important.
Like news.
Yeah, actual news.
Mm. Things when that affect us. When are the Sun going to do that?
Exactly. That's why I figured out the Sun is an acronym for snitching and unimportant news.
Snitching and unimportant news.
S-U-N. Yeah, I feel like they don't seem to like her, so therefore...
No, they don't. I don't think they dislike her. I think they're just trying to, like, be the Sun and be, like...
No, well, I think it's... They don't.
You're
like
right.
Yeah.
I think the Sun do have, and a lot of papers do have a bit of a vendetta against
the Mail.
Lily Allen.
100% do.
Yeah.
Because every time they do an article about her, it's always again mother of two. She's had a night out. It doesn't matter where she goes. She's supposed to be with her kids 24 hours a day, is she, and not do anything else apart from that.
Exactly. And if she was, they'd probably report that she was smothering them.
Yeah. Probably.
Lily Allen doesn't let her kids do this. Lily Allen doesn't let her kids out of her sight. The mother of two.
Yeah.
They might as well just stop calling her Lily and call her mother of two.
Well, exactly. Mother, she doesn't have a name anymore. She's reduced to that.
Well, that's what I feel a lot of journalism does reduce women to.
Yeah.
Either the wife of someone, the mother of, the sister of.
Yeah,
just even the sort of farcical reporting standards of some of the American newspapers when there were gold medal winners, right, who were being reduced to wife of Super Bowl player. Or, do you know what I mean? An American footballer who wasn't playing American football at the time, who was nothing to do with anything apart from the fact that he was the person's spouse, was being aforementioned. And, you know, they were the only way that basically this woman was just being referred to as someone's spouse rather than her full name, which a fucking gold medal. If a gold medal for your country doesn't warrant your full name to be reported, and just that independently of your spouse, then I don't know what the fuck does.
Absolutely. That's the patriarchy.
Yeah, it's silly.
Bastards.
I think it's with every generation we need to just try and chip away at it, you know, because it's stuff that's been passed down, you know, from older generations of males, and I think it's something that we need to chip away at.
But I also feel like this...
we are becoming more conscious.
I think, but I felt like recently in the media, and I don't know actually what happened in that relationship, and this is irrelevant to what the judgment was, but when it was Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, I don't know if he hit her or if he didn't hit her. I don't know if she was after his money or not. That wasn't the issue. The issue was that everybody in the media immediately went in and said, gold digger. Maybe he did hit her in the face. She had pictures of it. We don't know if he did or he didn't, but nobody kind of... Or some people were picking up saying... Well, you actually
I actually didn't read anything that said she was a gold digger.
But well known.
I read publications. The only publications I read were like of.
It was some well known people
of the violence.
Well, like Terry Gilliam, who, you know, director Johnny Depp, immediately said something about on Twitter about how she's a better actress than he thought she was, and I just thought, you know what, fuck off, that's not really helping, because maybe you are friends with somebody, and especially in domestic violence cases, and again, I don't know what he did, but the assumption is that she's obviously lying because she's a lot younger than him and she's very attractive. You can be friends with somebody who's a great guy, but then he could go home and beat the shit out of his wife or girlfriend. Yeah. You don't know that just from hanging around with him.
Yeah, but domestic abusers have friends.
Exactly. They're generally very nice people when they're out and about with their friends. And they're very good actors. And that applies to women as well.
And the domestic abusers, a lot of the time, aren't like fully fledged domestic abusers. Right. Sometimes they'll just lose their head and can't.
And then it's all, you know.
And then it's just
I'm so sorry, I didn't mean it. But I will also say this does apply to women, because that is also on the rise, domestic violence with women against men as well. It can apply both ways. Just that there happens to be a judgment on a female that is well known, that because this actor's a much loved guy, of course he couldn't possibly do it. And of course, because he's loaded, she had to be after his money. That was kind of annoying.
I mean, she's kind of got pee anyway, isn't she?
She's got. I mean, she's been in a number of films herself. Yeah, I don't think that she's not got money. And
does she have a life changing amount of money though? Would you say?
I wouldn't have said that. But in the divorce settlement, she gave it. It went to charity anyway. The money that she got given in the divorce.
I'd say Amber Heard has way more money than
me. So yeah.
But wait. So she got a settlement. They got the divorce settlement.
Yeah, they got the divorce settlement. She gave it to charity.
She gave it to domestic abuse charity.
If she's worth that, according to Google, we don't know that's true, she's worth $14 million.
Well, according to Google, I'm worth $96 million.
Are you?
Something like that. No, seriously, type in Michael Payne net worth. It's fucking ridiculous. I'm like, where is all this pee? Where is it? Why have I not received it yet?
I'll have a large wine then, Michael.
The first thing that comes up when I type in Michael Payne net worth is Rizzle Kicks net worth.
Fuckery. That's fucked
it
up.
It does, yeah. It hasn't come
there
up
was,
for you.
There was one. I remember tweeting about it. I read it and then I tweeted about it.
I want to see what the Michael Payne frequently asked questions, facts, rumours and the latest gossip is about you, though.
Wow.
That's a little webpage. Well,
this one.
Yeah, what have we got?
Justin Smith Uzomba. From Hackney, London, better known by his stage name Michael Payne, is an English rapper signed to Mercury Records.
That's not true. As well, you know, from today. Well, from, like, you know, 2 years ago.
What the fuck? Is Michael Payne still alive? Are there any death rumours?
Yes, as far as we know, Michael Payne is still alive. We don't have any current information about Michael Payne's health. Do you? Your health story? Apart from the food poisoning.
Apart from the food poisoning.
You're
okay. Being younger than 50, we hope everything is okay.
Amazing.
What is this website?
What is this?
This is weird. Oh...
What bands was Michael Payne in? Which artists did Michael Payne work with? Hello.
Hold on, let's go down, scroll down a bit. Is Michael Payne gay or straight?
Many people enjoy sharing rumours about the sexuality and sexual orientation of celebrities. We don't know for a fact whether Michael Payne is gay, bisexual or straight. However, feel free to tell us what you think. Vote by clicking below.
Very strong people think you're straight.
Yeah, you've got,
come out ahead.
Yeah. That looks like a cock as well.
Oh, I think it does look like a cock, yeah. Your career started in 2005. That is more than 11 years ago, it says on here. This is really weird.
Is Michael Payne hot or not?
Oh, yeah, let's vote. Amazing.
Well, that
let's
is
vote.
Up to you to decide. Let's click the hot button
click
if
it.
You think that Michael Payne is hot or click not.
Well done, Michael Payne. 100% of all voters think that Michael Payne is hot. 0% voted for not hot.
Yeah, well, 100% of one is one.
No, we're going to vote now. Did you vote?
I didn't vote.
I voted.
Vote.
That's the one that I was talking about.
Thanks for the vote.
She got the vote.
Thanks for the vote. Okay.
This is hilarious.
Okay. Does Michael Payne do drugs? Does Michael Payne smoke cigarettes or weed? There's
amazing.
Another little section
It is no
there.
Secret that many celebrities have been caught with illegal drugs in the past. Some even openly admit their drug usage. Do you think that Michael Payne uses cigarettes, weed or marijuana? Or does Michael Payne do steroids, coke or even stronger drugs such as heroin? Tell us your opinion below. 80% of voters think that Michael Payne does do drugs regularly. 20% assume that Michael Payne does take drugs recreationally. 0% are convinced that Michael Payne has never tried drugs.
0%. Amazing.
This is hilarious. That was great.
See?
Michael Payne's net worth is estimated to be in the range of approximately.
What is that figure, Harley.
That is bollocks.
That's a figure that That's a word.
It's 1,610,738,131
pence. There you go.
The estimated net worth includes stocks, properties, and luxury goods such as yachts and private airplanes. Now, Michael Payne, can you lend me a tenner, please?
No, man.
Wait, Justin, you're
worth
1.6
billion. You're worth £1 billion. You won't even lend me a tenner.
$1.6 billion.
Fiver then. Fiver.
Let's not go overboard.
Can I have a fiver?
$1.6 billion.
Wow.
Dollars, yeah.
This. I think they've been reading my emails that I've been sending out.
It's according to various sources, though, so we don't know who the snitch is on you. The wrong snitch.
According to various sources, Michael Payne's net worth has grown significantly in 2016. However, the numbers vary depending on the source. If you have current knowledge about Michael Payne's net worth. Someone's obviously just gone like, boo it.
I think we can help.
Submit that. I'm a trillionaire.
Nice. I would like to help them out with this one. Go up a bit, Harley, where it says, are there any photos of Michael Payne's hairstyle or shirtless? There might be, but unfortunately, we currently cannot access them from our system. We are working hard to fill that gap, though. Check back in tomorrow for some shirtless pictures of you the website.
But wait, I love the way they lumped in the hairstyles and shirtless in the same category.
There's quite a lot of photos with you with your hairstyle. I don't know about your top off, but just all your photos have your hair in it.
Exactly.
So that's a bit weird.
Well, I'm not even on this website.
You're not worth as much as Michael Payne.
I wanted to see what my net worth was here on
what you're not it? A billionaire, cuz.
This is the special Michael Payne one.
God damn.
Oh,
shit.
That's good.
That is the most pathetic thing I've ever read.
I put a lot of work into that. What do you mean?
It's so bad. Does Michael Payne do marijuana or weed?
Yeah.
Or does he do steroids or coke?
Yeah, which one?
Who's richer, Jay-Z or Ed Sheeran? Net worth reveal.
That was good. I think you're worth more than like.
I'm worth more than
you're
Jay-Z.
Worth. You could save Africa.
Basically, yeah. I'm worth more than like Dr. Dre
because you clearly. You clearly didn't know about this wealth.
It's true.
I
need to look under my mattress
you
more.
You do. I feel you're hiding it.
No, I reckon it's just.
You've just forgotten where it is.
Yeah, I need to get everything out from down the back of the sofa.
Sure. Maybe you did. I know you have it in a bank account somewhere. You forgot about it. It's made a lot of interest. Maybe it's one of those high ISA ones. They get the high interest account on an ISA. It's made.
Well, do you know what? Maybe they've hacked my emails and they've seen all those emails that I get from Nigeria that I've replied to promising me all these millions and assuming that I got them and thought, add them all up. It's about 1.6 billion then.
Yeah, that's good. Wow.
It's mad.
Rich.
Well, I told you. The internet be lying about
me,
man.
It does lie. Well, it's nearly time. Should we do a little song and then get a bit of play to win?
Oh, my God. Yeah. This time's gone so quickly.
I know.
We're nearly an hour
already.
We will
do your legal stuff in a bit. We've got the legal stuff in. Mm-hmm. We're just going to do a bit of play to win and
awesome.
Then we'll do it.
Yeah.
My way up north, up on the venture, I pulled back the hood and I was talking to you, and I knew then it would be a lifelong thing, but I didn't know that we could break a silver line. that took my day. All in all was a pretty nice day. I put the hood right back where you could taste heaven perfectly. Feel out the summer breeze. Didn't know when we'd be back in. I don't, didn't think we'd end up like.
Our mead at?
Oh, I've investigated that. The shop, the boss man, I was told, is going to be in at 6 o'clock today for me to go and pick it up.
Tell him to bring it immediately.
Tell him to bring the weed. I might send Jacob over and see if he's there now, actually.
Jack, don't send Jacob. He'll smash the bottle. He'll bring it up and he'll smash it in our faces.
Yeah, can someone go and check? Because I need that mead.
I feel the need for mead.
I'm itching for my mead.
Well, okay.
All right, we ready? Well, basically.
Yes.
So we all know, or we know, some listeners may not know, that we've slightly changed the way we play to win.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always a themed week.
Yeah.
But now, for an extra bonus point, based on the song titles, you have to guess the theme. And you get an extra point if you guess the theme.
Okay.
Today is going to be a little bit...
A little bit what?
A little bit trickier.
Oh.
Well, like, there's just one word in it.
In each song title?
No.
Interesting.
In the theme.
In the theme, there's one word which is quite like, I had to choose this theme because it was, you'll get it.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to press our buttons?
Yeah.
Why 12?
Yeah.
Kiss me.
Ooh. Kiss me or piss me?
Kiss me.
Okay, cool.
Kiss.
That's innocuous.
Yeah.
Strangely innocuous for Natalie. Mine goes, I just bang.
Oh, here we go. Kiss me.
I just bang.
Yeah. I'm laughing as you say that. I'll just bang.
You do it and then you do it now.
I'll just bang.
Oh, fuck, sorry. You do it first.
I'll just bang.
Kiss me. Yeah, why are you always trying to go bang first? Do kissing first. Come on.
Sometimes I don't kiss at all, you get me?
No, you always do kissing.
Nah, not all the time.
Really?
Not all the time, trust me.
Add that to your website. Michael Payne doesn't always do kissing all the time.
No one does kissing all the time, though, do they?
Just go straight bang?
Straight, sometimes.
Okay.
No foreplay.
What's your thoughts on this, Harley? Kissing before bang or sometimes straight bang?
Always kissing before bang.
Thank you.
All right.
I agree with Harley.
All right.
I'd feel too... That's just so bizarre.
It would feel like...
Say, for instance, you had a one-night stand.
Mm.
Still kissing.
No, that's fine. That during the night. But then the next day, and she'd had like bare, like copious amounts of garlic sauce on her chips the night before. And then she hadn't brushed her teeth because you'd gone straight to bed.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
And then she woke up the next morning. Would you still lips it? See, he's even thinking about it. That's how you know he wants to say no.
But well,
I just can't remember a situation where... I'll bring him with that.
Would you, Natalie? Would you kiss the guy if he'd had garlic sauce the night before, hadn't brushed his teeth, and then woke up the next morning? You had morning sex.
Yeah.
But would you kiss during morning sex, knowing that his breath smelt of fucking 8-hour-old garlic sauce?
But I probably wouldn't if it was someone that I knew. If I knew that person really well, I'd still say, well, let's just go and brush our teeth. It would be the same for anybody with garlic.
No, but then that kind of takes the magic out of the morning sex, though.
Do you think?
Yeah. Let's go brush our teeth and then come back and have... Why?
Maybe you wouldn't say it just like that. I definitely would go... If I had that, I definitely would go to the toilet and then brush my teeth.
But you could just have sex without kissing.
Suppose. I don't know if I'd like that, though.
I'm thinking you'd be alright with it, I'm sure.
What?
You'd be all right with it, I'm sure.
For sure, once I got into it.
Yeah,
I'll deal with it. Okay. Well, we'll try it. We'll try it and we'll find out. Harley and I will try it without kissing. You try it with kissing and we'll compare.
Me and you together?
No, I didn't mean to.
Natalie's willing to lend her body for scientific research. So Harley can go first and then... And we won't kiss. You eat bare garlic sauce. We'll just fuck, not kiss. And then me and Justin, we'll brush our teeth and then we'll have some sex.
And I'll see how. See
and then
how
we'll just all get back together and just have notes about how we feel about it.
Cool,
yeah?
Safe. And okay. then we'll chat about it on next week's show.
And we'll never talk about it.
That's this weekend sorted then.
And then, but then we'll never look each other in the eye again. And we'll all be like, oh, yeah. What did you do this weekend? Nothing.
Nothing at all.
You.
Nothing. What weekend? Yeah. Didn't it go from Friday to Monday?
Good. I'll block that out for Saturday then, yeah?
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. Hold on. I need a pen. You got one.
I can lend you
my I'll just bang.
All right.
Kiss me.
We ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Quick. I mean, I know who this one's going to.
Kiss me. It's The Clash, I Fought the Law.
It is.
No one gets excited anymore when I get an answer right. You're just like, yes, it's just it is. So annoying. I'm not going to guess anything now.
Think about, yeah, because...
I Fought the Law, Clash. Is it Law? I mean, it's too early to guess, but...
I just banged. Destiny's Child.
No.
Oh, sorry, Beyonce. Crazy in Love.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
Crazy in Love, yeah.
Ooh, on a piece. I think that's the first time that's ever happened.
Very good, yeah.
Okay, we ready.
Kiss me.
Welcome to Play to Win. I pressed my buzzer before Natalie. 100%.
I heard his click before I heard your thing.
Take it then, take it.
It was Bob Marley, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Get up, stand up? No.
No.
One more guess. You got the title,
I
know.
I think I know it. Can I? I'd like to have a guess, please.
Think of the first title of the first.
No,
song.
I'm thinking of that drum.
Stop.
Riff.
That's a clue.
Yeah, we do clues.
It's not Three Little Birds, is it?
No, sorry. It's I Shot the Sheriff, isn't it?
Oh fuck yeah, of course.
Yeah.
All right. So what's it? 2-1 that.
2-2.
2-2. Fuck.
It's close. I like this. You're gonna have to win this
one.
Week.
This one is gonna be interesting because I think I know exactly what's gonna happen.
Okay.
I just bang.
Oh, okay.
Mate, actually, I thought on you, but I don't.
Is that one? Is it Rizzle Kicks?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you lying?
No.
Why would you? Silly question.
I don't know. Well, then I think I go.
Oh.
Is it I love?
I can't remember. I'm not even. I can't remember the name of the title.
Something about love you.
You're close.
I love you. No. Oh, I don't. I can't. I don't know the full title. It's wordy, isn't it?
Kinda, yeah.
I don't know. I can't even have a point for that. But it's got "I love you" in it, isn't it? The title.
Yeah. Anyone want a gander? I'll give you a clue.
Yeah.
You use your brains to do this.
Think. I love you more than you think.
There you go.
Fuck's sake.
Bruv, we're just not friends, really. Can't believe it. All right. 3-2, Nat. Where are we? What number are we on?
Five.
I don't know where this is going.
Kiss me. That's Beck. Obviously, it's my favourite person. Beck Saxlaws.
Yeah.
Oh, it's tricky, though. It's not a theme.
You ready?
Yeah. I just banged. it's literally just escaped me. It's No, I know this, but can I have the whole intro, please?
The whole intro?
Yeah, why not? I know it. I guarantee I'll get it by the end of the intro. I was listening to this song the other day.
I know it.
Well, no, I'm not having that. It's
See, that's the thing, yeah.
I know.
When it was just me and Justin who played this game, one like that.
Yeah.
Would have just, he's been like, bang, easy, got it.
No.
You, for some reason, have like fucked with the psyche.
Yeah, really? You're shaking me up.
I'm shaking you up.
Shut up, Natalie.
Oh, okay. So rude.
If I don't get this, I'm just not playing anymore.
Well, I'll help you get it.
No.
I mean.
Oh fuck, it's yeah. Oh Jesus Christ, it's under police by KRS-One.
Yeah.
Oh my God. How hard. Oh, they would never have forgiven me if I didn't get that. Oh.
Yeah.
Lol.
Lols. Okay, what are we on now?
Number 7.
What's the score?
4-3
to Natalie.
Well, you're making a comeback.
I've actually got more than two, so I'm happy with that.
All right.
Just kiss me.
That was me. Yeah, that was me. That was definitely me.
Fine,
that was 100% me.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Love for the Cardigans.
Yeah.
I thought that was going to be a straight Natalie on that one.
I did press it.
I know, it was just after.
Just a tiny second. I think you're going to smash this one this week, Michael.
Yeah, well, if I can find my buzzer.
Get your buzzer.
Wait, one sec.
You're in it. No. There you go. Okay.
All right. Wait.
Oh, no, you're back on.
There you go. It is.
Kiss me. It's Minnie Riperton.
Yeah.
Loving you.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Number 9.
Mm-hmm.
I just banged.
Kiss me. Oh, I knew it. You got it.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was so excited. I was like, God, I know this. You do. Actually, you know this one, so it's fine.
I just need to. I know it.
I know you know it. It's good. It's a tune.
Oh yeah, Dizzy Rascal. Fucking hell. Oh my God. Sirens.
Yeah.
Bomba Glad. This one's buffy now. Natalie's got me shook, fam. She's literally got me shook.
It's 5-5, and we're on number 10.
This is good. I feel like I'm. This is it. This is why I'm finally giving over my reign to you this week.
5-5, and we're on number 10.
Yeah. Wow.
I just bang. Oh, thank fuck, I've got this one. Even Alicia Keys. Rock You?
No.
I just wanna rock all night long. Oh, I wanna rock you. Oh, I can't remember the title of this one.
Do you have any idea?
I think so.
Can I get a point for the even
is
Alicia
it,
Keys?
Is it Gangster
That's
Loving?
It. Yeah. That's it, Gangster Loving, yeah.
All right, it's 6-6.
Ooh.
So now.
Oh, yeah, we have to guess the theme now.
No, it's guess the theme. Bang.
Can you do a little recap, please?
Okay. I think I know it anyway.
On the song title. No, just do a little recap.
All right, okay. Cool.
I Fought the Law.
Yeah.
By The Clash.
Yeah.
Crazy in Love by Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Okay.
I Shot the Sheriff, Bob Marley and the Wailers. I Love You More Than You Think. Rizzle Kicks. Sex Laws by Beck. Sound of Da Police, KRS-One. Love Fool, The Cardigans. Loving You, Minnie Riperton. Sirens, Dizzy Rascal. Gangster Loving, Eve.
I was going to say Divorce, because there's a lot of laws in there. But it's obviously to do with police.
It's not crime.
No, it's love. It's to do with a love crime.
Passion.
Love is one of the words.
Love.
The second word is well hard.
It's well hard?
Yeah.
Erection?
No.
What do you mean, like hard?
It's really
hard
difficult to guess the second word.
Oh,
right.
But think of like, so you think of all the loved ones, get rid of those ones in your mind.
Okay.
So, and then just think of I Fought the Law, I Shot the Sheriff.
Yeah.
Sex Laws, Sam and the Police.
Laws. What's a love law?
No, don't think.
Wait, stop telling her that because she'll get a shush. Wait.
Forget the word love. Forget the word love.
Oh, well, you just said love is one of the words.
Yeah, I know, but they're not connected. The words that aren't connected.
What's the clue? Give us a clue for the second one. Second word, please.
I've given you five clues.
I didn't. Tell me again.
I Fought the Law.
Oh, law.
You're close. You're close with that word.
lawsuit.
Come on.
Lawless. Law.
All right.
I don't know.
Three, two, one. Me and Justin are them.
Lawyers.
Yeah.
So, okay. So it's lawyers. It's a lawyer themed.
Well, it's love something lawyers.
Love lawyers.
And the second word is quite difficult to get.
It's love lawyers.
Huh?
What does the second one begin with?
L.
Love lawlessness
love,
and lawyers.
Love lawyers.
It's love.
Love lawyers.
Then the third, second word, and then lawyers.
Day.
All right.
What?
Love.
How many words is it? I thought you just said it was one when we started.
No, it's three words.
Three words. So it's love something lawyers. Love.
Or something that, like, lawyers. Oh, it's kind of hard to explain.
Love litigation?
Yeah.
And lawyers.
No.
What? Not like litigation.
It is that word, but, like.
I don't know.
It is that word, but, like, the last few letters are different.
Gation. It's Sean.
Love litigators and lawyers. Litigators,
no? Love litter lawyers.
Love
litig...
Gates. Love Gates lawyers.
Litigational. Litigationary.
Love Sean lawyers.
Am I right with the litigation bit?
You're right with the...
Litigating. Litigate.
Love litigate.
Love litigate and lawyers.
What have you said it before?
Litigates.
You said it.
Litter.
Litigators.
No, you
litigation.
Litigator.
Litigate.
Litigate. Love.
For fuck's sake, just
which
give it to
it?
Me.
Just
I'm
say
glad
it.
You said the word. Just give it to me, mate.
Just
come
say
on,
it.
Man.
Just say it.
Love litigating lawyers' day.
What the hell?
Cool. I said it. No,
you said it, and I was like,
so give it to me then, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
There you go. Wait, what's this? 6-5.
Yeah. 6-5. But then there's a bonus.
It could just end. I could get my first draw with you now.
So the thing is, right?
Yeah.
Because I just, for some reason, I'm sorry, I underrated you, innit? I thought this is going to be kind of like a pointless, like, bonus round.
Yeah.
Right.
So the bonus round. I'd actually never heard of this song in my life.
Right.
And I've never heard of this band before.
So how did you find the song then?
Basically, based on what you know, what the theme is, you can try and guess the title of the song.
Oh, okay.
Forget the band name, but you can try. But right, I'm still going to play the thing, but knowing that, she probably actually just fucking knows it.
Knowing that she wrote it and she managed the band.
I was all in right. them. I don't even Kisby. I think it's called Love is the Law. Something like that. Love is the Law.
Who's it by?
You get a point.
Sounds like an 80s band.
I think it's by, what are they called? I think they were called like the Suburbs or something like that.
That's exactly what they're called.
You're a dickhead, Natalie. Seriously. Fuck off, man.
No, but I feel like that doesn't count on the bonus, though, does it? We've already said
that. Of course
it
counts on the bonus. Yeah. It's 6-all.
No, it's 7-7.
Oh, 7-7.
Oh, we drew then.
Okay, shit. Damn. Well, I need a decider.
No, why can't we just draw? Oh, because
someone's got to win for next week. Let's play a tune.
Yeah.
And I'll discuss with Jacob. So a final thing.
Okay.
And then
I think you should sing like Hum Song.
No, that's long.
Like I did with Jack Johnson. That was
let's not do that. I'm gonna discuss with Jacob and then we'll come back to after this tune.
Okay. Alright, sweet.
You have the right to get wasted. BDL. So
downtown people them skanking, so around town people them skanking, so around town people them skanking, so around town people them skanking, so
around
town people them skanking, so
around
town people them skanking, so
around town people them
skanking, so around town people them skanking,
so around
town people them
skanking,
so
baby, then you put your hip in. Tropical. Good cupcakes, call it Mr. Kipling. Right hand, move it like you're swimming.
Tropical.
Left hand, move it like you're swimming. Getting gas, baby, then you put your hip in.
Tropical.
Good cupcakes, call it Mr. Kipling. Splash yourself. Only if you're old enough. Baby, do loads of stuff. Put your hands in the air and grab your tuntun.
Yeah!
Do it cause you know you're buff.
Yes.
Pinky blow the whole room. X6 go from.
bill of spliff, cuz then you put your hip in. Tropical. Hit the bar, homie, tell me what you're sipping. Right hand, move it like you're swimming. Tropical. Left hand, move it like you're swimming. Tropical. Hit the yak, bring it to the back. Big man ting, what you're sipping? Yes. Hello, hi. Gotta get fly shoots tonight. Tryna look goddamn fly. Oh, drunk and high, we got D-block in the car, I'm feeling. Tropical. I'm trying to air Usher in the right. Don't want no runaway bride, gotta look deep inside. Am I feeling you, baby? I'm being real to you. Looks can be deceiving, wanna link me in the evening. Season's greetings, bust my nut. Ben Techers! Pinky by the whole road. X6 go, brum, brum.
I have with me Tom Davis.
Before every gig I used to do, I used to listen to Leona Lewis. If I get up any day and I feel I don't feel 100%,
if you get up,
sometimes I just lay there just listening to Power Ballads.
Yeah, right.
If I get the light that comes into your life, mate, will come through a Power Ballad.
I had no idea Leona Lewis had that power.
Yeah. Jesus, man, right. That voice. There's days that I genuinely sit at my desk and I think, God, what's she doing now? She gave me so much hope. So much.
And what, you're worried about?
No, I'm worried about what she's doing, because I'd like to return a favour.
Every Friday, Screen Talk with Dan Clark. From 12 PM on FUBAR Radio.
We are back in the business. You know it. God damn. So something crazy's just happened.
What happened?
After all the bonuses, it's ended up 7-7. So I had to go off, consult with Evil Jacob.
So this isn't going to go
and think of a third bonus.
Wow.
A third bonus. So what's interesting about this bonus, it has absolutely nothing to do with the theme.
Oh, okay. So that's easy.
So right. It's just, you're going to have to just...
All right, do you want to get the mouse back for Michael?
Yeah, I shall.
Okay, so this is just could be any song at all about anything.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Just, okay, yeah, good.
But you is both it? Have equal chance.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
I just can never find my fucking buzzer.
It is tricky over that side, I will say.
Really,
I've used the mouse on the next. I don't like the mouse. It is tricky.
I've never got to use just a button. It's so much easier. Look, I can't find this. Where is it?
You're there.
All right.
Nice.
Oh, there it is.
There you go. Okay,
cool.
Now look, there
right,
you go.
Sweet. Okay.
Alright. Oh, I'm a bit nervous.
Alright.
You ready?
Yeah.
That's a spang.
Oh.
Rude Boy by Rihanna.
Oh my god, he's done it!
Michael Payne wins!
He's taken down the queen!
Oh my god. Do you know how good that feels, bro?
Mate, I can imagine.
Yeah.
I can imagine.
Oh my god, I feel like Leicester City.
Yeah, she.
Congratulations,
thank
Michael
you very
Payne.
Much.
I have to
thank
end my
you
reign.
Very
I'm,
much.
I'm quite looking forward to kicking sometime. Them next week.
Oh,
actually,
shit, and that means that I'm the champion going into our first year anniversary.
It's not,
show.
It's not the anniversary yet. Do you remember? It's the week after.
Shit, the week after.
No, it's not even.
It'll be the 15th.
No, because
it's around the it's mid September.
Yeah, it's like it's around the 15th. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
So don't just hold your horses, mate. Because I may come true with the.
That's true.
I mean, I'm so used to like not having to try because I know I'm going to lose.
But now.
But now
right.
there's equal game.
Absolutely.
We're back on it.
I'm the one that beat Natalie.
Yeah.
I feel like fucking St. George. I'm not calling you a dragon.
Yeah, that makes me a dragon.
Yeah, it does make you a dragon.
I don't
it?
Like that.
I feel like
A million dollars.
Yeah, yeah, basically, yeah. I just feel, no, a billion.
$1.6 billion.
That's what I feel like.
God damn, I'm happy for you.
I'm happy for you as well.
Thank you very much. Well, clap then, innit?
Oh,
fuck's
yeah.
sake.
Harley, you need to clap as well.
I clapped before, I don't clap in twice. You mad? Chief, cuz.
I'm good. All right. Yeah, I feel good right now.
Yeah.
I can imagine you're rolling yourself a victory suspicious cigarette.
Yeah.
If Lily Allen was rolling this, yeah, it would be called a suspicious cigarette. We could just call it a spliff.
It smells potent in this room right now.
Yeah.
I love it.
Ambi pure.
We'll depotent it for when Hannah comes in.
Hannah will love it. What do you mean?
She's got her. She'll have either her wine or lager or some alcoholic beverage.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I broke your pen now. Sorry.
Oh, thanks. Great. You come in here, break my pen. Honestly.
I fix it so you lose.
Yeah, now you break my pen. I know, it's total fix. Do you want to do some legal stuff?
Yeah, you've got
tons and tons of things.
Oh, yeah, let's do a couple of legal things.
Are you going to stay there?
Yeah,
I'll stay here for now. Okay. I quite like it over here.
All right.
In the big chair.
They're all the same size now.
I know. All right. So, no, it's rubbish. My sister is getting married and I hate the prick. What can I do? Ash.
Wait, who's the prick? Your sister or the groom?
No, the groom.
I presume the groom.
Well, let's not presume, actually, because a sister could be getting married to a woman.
Okay. My sister is getting married and I hate the prick. So he could be calling his sister a prick.
Yeah, it could be.
No, they're definitely talking about the woman, the man the or the woman that his sister is marrying.
Well, there's nothing you can do, man. Fuck's sake, let your sister marry who she loves. What are you?
Do one of the caper things they always do in films. Take the prick out for a night out before the wedding, and then they end up on a cargo ship in the middle of the ocean. You know, like they always do that in films, where they like put them on a night train to somewhere.
Sabotage the team. Yeah,
totally. So they can't even be in the country.
I don't even think you should. I think you're just being a self-centered little fucking
mug. Depends why. Why are they a prick? What have they done?
Yeah, what have they done exactly?
No,
that's the thing. If you've got no,
because to be fair, like you never know, like. The ins and outs. You could.
It's true.
Well, tell us the ins and outs then. This is a fucking law firm. We can't do things on conjecture.
We aren't that good though.
We're not that good.
No, but you wouldn't take a case.
We're not. We're just not.
You'd never take a case.
You're underestimating the ting.
No. But you couldn't take a case on one sentence. This guy's a prick. Oh, I'll take the case. You need some details. Yeah,
exactly. You're definitely winning.
And he might literally just be a penis.
Yeah.
And like, there's nothing he can do about that. He might just be like the nicest penis. Like, you know, he could be like a walking, talking penis.
Maybe she's maybe Ash. I'm assuming Ash could be a boy, could be a girl. But maybe he's saying my sister is getting married, and I hate the prick. Maybe they're just talking about just penises.
Maybe they're at the
they're talking about penises in general.
Yeah, or maybe
I hate the prick.
Maybe they're at a dressmaker's and he just got stabbed with a little needle.
Yeah, he's at the dressmaker. He's at for the wedding.
Yeah.
He's getting his suit done.
Yeah.
And
that's his actual problem. His sister's getting married and he hates prick of when
needles.
He gets his suit done.
Go to a new tailor. Get up a new tailor.
Don't go to a just buy a ready made suit.
Just buy a ready made suit.
Go down and get a powerful suit from Topman.
Yeah. Go ready to wear, man.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Ready to wear. Forget tailors. Not everyday tailors.
Well, that's good for Ash then. Okay.
All right. Hi, Payne and Sylvester Incorporated. I got chlamydia. How do I tell my girlfriend, Tom?
I can just forward her the text
from the clinic.
Yeah. Forward on the text.
You have to tell her because there is obviously a chance that she may have it.
Well, she'll.
Wait a minute, you've been cheating then.
Isn't it? Waste man.
Well, no, because it could be chlamydia is the silent STD, so there aren't symptoms of it. So it could be. We don't know how long he's been going out. Tom has been out. Like she could have had STD from a previous relationship.
Let's assume. Let's not assume that he's cheated.
He's cheated. Yeah.
Let's hopefully there's some good people out there, and he just got chlamydia and then started going out.
Yeah, that can happen.
Yeah. True.
It's not an easy
again though. You should have specified.
Yeah, there's no information there either. How did you get the chlamydia?
This is the thing. Can we start being like, when you're emailing us or tweeting to us, please be more specific. Don't just go, my sister's getting married and I hate the prick, got chlamydia, I can't tell my girlfriend. We need to help us help you. Right, help us to help you, because if we don't have the it's not even just minor details. These are very important details that you're missing out.
Because
very important.
We don't know how to approach it. If you've cheated, then that's one answer for you. But if you're saying you haven't and it was from years ago, that's another answer for you. We don't know which one to give. I think we have to. Okay, more information, Tom. Okay, do the next one.
Hello, my missus got
colonoscopy.
My missus got colonoscopy next week. We've been together for 3 months. I hate hospitals. How can I get out of this one? By the way, this is nothing serious. Just a checkup, Jake.
She's going to get something stuffed up her ass.
Yeah.
And you want to get out of it. You ain't even going to be there to hold her hand.
Doesn't like hospitals.
Well, if you're going to get out of that, you need to get out of the relationship.
Yeah,
bro.
I think so. Yeah.
That's what I think.
I don't think it's very nice to say I'm not going to come with you when you're going for colonoscopy.
She's going to get a camera stuck up her bum.
He's not having one stuck up his bum. He's literally held there to hold her hand.
You know
don't
I mean?
Be selfish.
But take Pokemon Go or something. I don't know.
Have a little wander about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But don't not go. I think you'd be a bit of a prick if you didn't
go. You need to go.
And then you might as well marry our
Maybe he's got like a mad, you know.
Who doesn't? Who actually says I love hospitals? Everyone should, you know, they're not a nice place to be in, are they, hospitals?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's true.
So it's a silly thing to say I hate hospitals.
Yeah, that's like, yeah, that goes without saying.
Yeah, of course.
You know. Just go.
Or just organise the colonoscopy for somewhere not in a hospital.
Yeah. Or like a home birth.
Yeah,
a home colonoscopy.
I'm sure there's places that you can do it that doesn't that don't have to be in hospitals.
I reckon you've only really got a choice of two places, the hospital or your home. I don't think you can sort of like
A home colonoscopy.
Yeah, why not?
I don't know if you can have, I don't know, like with a professional.
But then if you can't have it, I mean, what I'm saying is, where else are you going to have it apart from a hospital or your home? You can't just go, oh yeah, I'm going to cinema today, meet me there. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, or you can't just be like, come to my work.
Well, get it done at home then, innit?
Yeah. I don't think you can.
So that means you can't get it done anywhere else then, apart from hospital?
Yeah, that's what I think.
I'm pretty sure like if you...
Home colonoscopy. If you
got enough dough, you can do anything.
I think if you've got Bupa, then that's good. But
the NHS, yeah, I don't think they're going to do bespoke colonoscopies.
And you come in and there's like candles and mood lighting and nice Sax Kenny G's on. I'm ready for my colonoscopy.
Scented lube.
I don't think it's like that. Although, if they did do that, if someone did that and charged a reasonably priced colonoscopy, it would be a smash hit.
Colonoscopy.
Colonoscopy.
Do you know what I'm saying? That's legit.
Yeah.
Get it done at home.
Yeah, so yeah, to soothe it, you could play some reggae, but just avoid songs like Damian Marley's As We Enter.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Well,
that's some good ones.
Oh, shit. All so right. I'm just rolling a spliff as well.
It's bless.
Eric.
Yes.
Easy now.
My mate borrowed my pants once because he stayed at mine, and he still hasn't given me them back. They were genuine Calvins, so I'd like them back. What can I say to him, Eric?
Nothing, bro. You buy new ones, man. That's disgusting.
What? Borrowing somebody's pants?
Yeah, they're Calvins. That means that they're underpants.
Does Calvin Harris not do boxers?
Calvin Harris does not. He did an underwear campaign, I think, where he was all. I think it was
all his music was pants.
No, well, it's like obviously he had his tunes, and then like everything around the campaign
was pants.
So like he would go into radio, say pants
in his pants
in his videos. It's just all pants.
He's in his pants quite a lot, isn't he, Calvin Harris now? Because he's got all like buff. But I think they mean Calvin Klein, maybe.
I think they probably do.
Yeah,
probably.
Or Calvin Classics, you know, in bait market ones. Yeah. Do you remember Calvin Classics?
Clavin Classics.
Clavin, what are they called?
There were some Clavin Classics as well that I used to have. Yeah, they were dope.
The knockoff ones.
But mate, £3 on eBay, you could get a pair of them.
I had it. Do you remember the baby?
No, £3 you could get two pairs.
Do you remember Baby G watches?
Yeah.
But so I had one when I couldn't afford one, but I got a knockoff one and it was called Bobby G. But it's still good. Who would notice it?
The person, anyone, because that's two B's. That's an extra B.
And the different.
I liked it. I'd be like,
vowel.
Look at my Bobby G.
Bobby
that sounds
G.
Like he's my boyfriend,
that's
actually.
That's brilliant.
Look at my Bobby G.
Look at my Bobby G. So I have. I mean, I have borrowed.
I've borrowed pants off friends as well.
Pants
yeah.
Underpants.
You like me?
What do you mean? What other pants are there?
I brought boxers.
Like trouser pants.
Yeah, but that's just the American way of saying trousers.
Yeah, but some
if
people
it's trousers,
say them.
I'd
no,
say
no, no,
trousers.
Like
yeah, but some
panties.
People say pants.
I presume knickers. In this situation, you'd assume I'm talking about pants.
Knickers.
Yeah, well, that's long. I'd rather go commando than borrow someone else's underpants. That's just nasty, man.
Yeah, if they're clean.
Yeah, they're clean. They've been washed. Yeah.
Nah, it's just God, your gooch and your bum and your balls have been touching and now mine are and I'm going, oh,
so turn it inside out then. If you're that bothered, turn it inside out.
No, but I want everyone to see the Calvin Klein note.
Desperate times call for desperate measures. If you know what I mean? There was one time where, you know, I had football and then I went back to Charlie's house. Mm. And we were going out afterwards, innit? And I had, and my boxers were sweaty as fuck. I wasn't putting them back on
bum
after
meat.
The shower. I had mad bum meat. And I was like, I ain't going commando out tonight. Like, can I borrow some pants? Do you know what I mean? And he just happily gave me a pair of pants.
I couldn't do it. Socks and pants? Nah.
Really? Socks as well?
Well, even if they're just fresh out of the wash.
Yeah.
No, smell still nice. Can't.
Really?
Still can't.
Did you give Charlie his pants back?
No.
Okay, so maybe that's Eric. Because Eric's Charlie's running as Eric.
But the thing is, I mean, like, with pants, is like, but like borrowing them is bad enough, but then giving them back, that's like, yeah, now that's we're sharing pants, man. Yeah. No, yeah, man. What?
Like, I've lent pants to a few friends. I'm never giving them back.
Okay.
And getting them,
I'm
back.
Getting them back. Back. Getting them back. Sorry.
If they gave them back to you, would you say no?
Well, I'd never make an effort to get them to chase it up.
You know, when you're like collecting debts, you know, there's that time of the month sometimes when you're like, right, bare people owe me money and I'm kind of broke right now, so I need to. It's like, you man, yeah. Like, just send out a group message in it. Look, I've noticed you man are just boring my pants and you're not bringing them back. Basically, today, 24 hour amnesty in it, bring my pants back and there'll be no more said. And then you just get bare people knocking your door. And some of them, half of them ain't even going to have washed them. You're just going to get skid marked pants back. Or just like they're going to leave them on the doorstep. They're not even going to knock.
Who has skid marks? Is that even a thing that happens?
Skid marks are a normal thing.
Are they?
Yeah.
Are they?
I reckon skid marks are probably quite normal among people. Not me. You know, I wipe very thoroughly.
You're a thorough wiper.
I am a very thorough wiper.
I would find that really off-putting. So say if we're going back to the scenario we were in earlier with the garlic mayonnaise. But let's say a different equation. So you're a one-night stand with somebody.
Yeah.
It's probably different. I know what you're going to say, but for me, you see the pants on the floor. You've just taken your clothes off. You're about to get down to it. You haven't yet. And you see some skid marks in the pants. What's your thoughts about this? Because my thought is...
Soft putting.
It's definitely off-putting.
I don't think it's really
going to
be a deal breaker, though.
I think it might. But well, I think we'd be like, let's have a shower.
Pants are from... They've just taken off
their clothes. And you're obviously about to have sex. You glance down to the floor
yeah,
and
that's
you
just,
see...
That's never happened, though. And I don't think that will ever happen.
No, but you said
it will happen to you one day, mate.
Yeah. You said
what, from my end or their end?
Their end.
Oh, that's just...
No. Maybe even your end.
Maybe. That's just...
Would it be different if it was a one-night stand to, I guess, if you were going out with someone for a while and then you just saw their, like, knickers in the laundry bin and they happened to have a bit of a skid mark on it?
whenever I think of skid marks, yeah, I think of that scene in Friday. Have you seen Friday?
Obviously, yeah.
When Debo's... Yeah, when... But that's why I can't share pants as well.
But you like this girl by now, Harley. You're really into her. You've been going out for like 4 months. What's a skid mark on the pants? Well, that's how's that going to put you off her?
The thing is, first of all, I'd find it even weirder because girls don't poo.
Sure, he makes a good point. Yeah.
So then it'll be like, who's been wearing? What man has been wearing your knickers?
That's true. That'll be
I'll be a bit more freaked out.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I can't wait till it happens to you. You'll be like, what? Should we do that final one?
Yeah, let's do one more, then let's play a tune. Hi team.
Hi.
My flatmate always leaves her laundry in the kitchen for days. The room smells like the centre of dampness. We've mentioned this to her many times, but she still does it. What can we do? Keddy.
Interesting. Because that could be, if you leave it in the machine, you know, like you don't take it out, and then it does have that smell.
Yeah, that's not cool.
That's not cool. Shut the door. Well, I still would penetrate through the door, actually, though.
Throw
it. I would just take it out myself and put it in her room. I just fling it in her room.
Just fling it there.
I would do that.
I'm guilty of this same. Could you read it again? Is it dirty laundry that hasn't been?
No, it's laundry in the kitchen. Leaves her laundry in the kitchen for days. The room smells like a centre of dampness.
So it's clean.
Yeah,
it's clean,
yeah.
But we don't. Well, so I'm very like OCD, quite clean person, but I also don't mind organised mess.
Mm.
So
yeah, if it's contained.
So if for example, I've like washed my clothes and I fold them up and then I put them on like the table. So as long as they're folded up, sometimes I will leave it there for a couple of days,
okay.
Maybe even like 4 days.
Yeah, but you, it's your yard though.
Yeah, you live in that.
You
place.
Live
but
with
I'm, but I'm just
rent
saying.
From you, so
I'm just
you
saying.
Can...
Are they taking? How? What situation are they putting? Are they leaving it? Are they leaving it
in
just
the machine
like
or
in the machine,
the floor?
Or they just like took out their wet washing and just chucked it?
No, but that would be really irritating.
Or have they? Or have they hung it up and then? But then it's just dry, isn't it? So
yeah, I think it would be annoying to leave your damp clothes. Well, in any situation, on the floor, on the table. Why would you leave damp clothes on the table? It has to be in the machine. I think it has to.
That's so odd. Why would you wash your clothes?
Just forget about them.
And not do it. And
people
not
do that. I know. I do that. Yeah, you just forget they're in the machine.
I will not take them out for days.
Yeah, I will put clothes in the machine. And because I don't devote a day to washing. I'm not that type of person. I won't devote a day to washing. Some people have wash days. Mm. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? but I will just put some stuff in the washing machine, go about my business, and if I come back and I can be bothered, then I'll take them out and hang them out to dry, innit? Yeah.
The thing is, if you're leaving them for I feel like if you leave them in for over 2 hours, you've just got to wash them again.
Yeah, I feel like not two hours.
You've got a bit more room for manoeuvre there. You've got a good sort of 8 hours, really.
8 hours.
Yeah.
But 8 hours, they're definitely damp again.
Well,
like
they're definitely
not. They're going to be damp. Like,
yeah, but smelly.
They're still
like,
damp.
No, they're not going to start to smell. Not genuinely. No, I've left stuff in for 12 hours and I've come back. And or like same things, I've washed stuff,
but then it's just mad creased. And
yeah,
it's
that's what
like,
I was going to say. It does get creased though if you leave it in there for too long.
I happen to own an ironing board, so really that doesn't affect me too hard.
Well, I've just started taking my stuff to the laundrette. I mean, the dry cleaners, just because it's across my street. It's across my street. Takes about 4.5 seconds to walk there.
Yeah, well, that's because you've got it across the street.
And it costs like £8.
Yeah, but that's...
It's just so chilled. I do like a wash every like 10 days.
Well, what though? Not your underwear, surely?
Yeah.
So you take everything to the dry cleaners
now?
Well, that's just a luxury that most people can't have. They can't.
What do you mean?
It's expensive to take everything down to...
£8 for 2 weeks. That's... I do my washing maybe like 3 times a month, right? £24 a month, isn't that bad?
To do washing?
Yeah.
But be cheaper than that if you just bought some washing powder.
I know, but then you don't have to do anything. You just take it there and you get it back.
I suppose.
Like, it's kind of long remembering to take stuff out of the wash.
They dry clean pants.
Yeah, they do everything.
Mm. Mad thing.
I didn't know that.
How?
I don't know if I could have someone just like rooting through my underwear like that.
No.
Well, they clean it and then fold it, iron it.
Did they ever side eye you when you? Because
like,
they know so much.
Yeah.
It's like getting someone to develop your island holiday photos. You know what I mean. They know too much. You walk in, they're like the photos in it, and then just walk off into the back.
Yeah.
Like, I ain't want your money, mate. You're like, just fuck off out of my shop.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
They're giving you some funny looks. Well,
anyway,
that's good.
Let's get into a tune because I'm dying for a cigarette.
Okay, that works.
With me. Say hello.
Hello.
And you want to have sex with someone who really didn't care who it was they were fucking.
Yeah, they'd have a sex with a pile of manure.
So you're literally just a pile of manure. You're literally a pile of manure to them.
Isn't that your girlfriend's pet name for you, pile of manure?
When you're having sex.
Drew's safe word's manure. My safe word, please stop.
Ashley, what's your sofa?
Keep going. I mean,
that's, and then they know to stop. That's the safe.
Every Wednesday,
the Hannah Witter Show
from 6 PM on FUBAR Radio.
So we pretty much peas in a pod. I was at the scene, had to flee from the cops. I go inside with no keys for the locks. Excuse me, madam, how did you get on the premises? Well, I came to kill off my nemesis. So I used my juju and I came up in the crevices. Them bitches say they're bad, but I'm from where the fucking devil is. So if they get me mad, we're in the yard disturbing residents. And we leave out the yard, up in the car, disposed of evidence. So, nobody bad like us.
Nobody bad like
but
us.
Really, we don't want no fuck. Someone roll them blunt so we can turn shit up. Squad, hey, let me see you brush your guns.
I'm rolling 10 gear up in that squad. That's what? That squad. I'm rolling 10 gear up in that squad. That's what?
I'm rolling 10 gear up in that squaddy. Came true with the clan, came true with the posse. I came with Mary Jane's, I'm came in it with Molly. Nuff gear in it, that's the way you roll, squaddy. Nuff gear in it, that's the way you roll out. If the line's good, you have to get your phone out. Bare skin teeth when we pose for the photo. Some gear are braided, some gear are in cornrows. But still, one dread if we had to. The heart is still like a statue. Been on my grind like my back tooth, yeah. Take out the time, but I fight zoot. What else? Step on the gas, hit the back room. Why? Cause if my bitches need me there, well, I'm coming. And if I ain't got the witch, yeah, I'm running. I do it for him, it ain't nothing. Squad, hey, let me see you brush your something.
I'm rolling 10 gear up in that squad. That's what? That's squad. I'm rolling 10 gear up in that squad. That's what? That's squad. I'm rolling 10 gear up in that squad. That's what? That's squad. I'm rolling 10 gear up in that squad. That's what? That's squad.
Radio presents
Sarah Love and My Stiggy.
Welcome to the show, Pharaoh Munch.
Yes.
So what, do you have any tips on how you sober up then?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, I just like slap the shit out of myself. Really, like for real, I slapped myself a couple of times.
Seriously. I should have done that, man.
I should have just slapped the black off
me. Yeah, I should have slapped the black
then,
out
then,
of
and then he comes knocks on my door. Wake up.
And slaps the shit out of you.
I don't answer.
Like, no. You know what's happening next.
Keep the curtains closed.
Every Monday,
Sarah Love and My Stiggy.
From 4 PM on FUBAR Radio.
My Stiggy.
And straight up after this, we've got the lovely Hannah Witten. Mm. She's going to be joining you for 2 hours.
She will be.
And you can send her your problems as well.
Yeah, she
broader
does,
problems.
She does a lot of...
life and sex advice,
sex
right?
Sex advice, yeah. She does a section called Drunk Advice towards the end of the show, where you're steadily drinking throughout the show. So in the last bit of the show, which is always on, which is going to be on Facebook Live.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever ask her for advice?
Always,
constantly. Because you're a bit of a
mess
when you're drunk.
I know, so that's all I do for 2 hours. She gets annoyed with me emailing through all the time. She's like, stop it. Stop it, we can talk after the show.
Were you drunk at Reading?
Not really, no.
No. Did you hang about after the Chili Peppers?
No, yeah, because I came in after them. No, because I spoke to you. I sat with you for about an hour, didn't I, in the guest bit?
Yeah, I
obviously, you were drunk because you forgot that. But
no, I needed a reminder of the... Because we were together quite a lot,
yeah,
so I needed a reminder of which bits came
I was not running
where.
Off from you either.
Yeah.
No, he's lied about that.
Yeah.
No,
I was
she
not
did.
Running off.
You ran away.
I didn't.
I literally saw you at the corner of my eye. I turned round.
I lost you at Citadel.
Yeah, but so I found you again. No, because
yeah,
I
it doesn't mean you.
Doesn't mean you
got to lose someone to find them.
It's true, but only because I said, look, you obviously know I'm watching Caribou, and you were like, I'm going to go off and do this. So that we met each other after Caribou. It was
right.
Nice. Let's on with this game, please.
Yeah. Your new game.
Lawyer versus lawyer, but I need a better title.
Lawyer versus
shit.
Lawyer.
I'm going to give you some cases.
Lawyer versus lawyer.
And you're going to tell me whether or not you think this person.
What about lawyer versus liar?
Okay, all right. Lawyer versus liar. It's workshopping. You're going to tell me whether or not this person won or lost the case. Starting with two girls.
Right.
Lindsay Zalitti and Taylor Ostergaard wanted to do something nice for their neighbours, which is nice.
Yeah.
They went around their neighbourhood knocking on doors and leaving a small package of cookies in front of every door. When they got to Juanita Young's house, the sound of the girls knocking on the door apparently drove her into an anxiety attack, causing her to call the police, who eventually took her to the hospital. After the two girls apologised and they offered to pay her hospital bills, she still decided to take them to court and sue them for $900. Did she win or did she lose that case? Did she get the $900 or not?
I think she lost.
I think she lost.
Wrong. She won the case.
She won $900.
She won the case.
Up. What, because someone knocked at her door?
Someone knocked at her door.
The girls were delivering cookies, right?
Yeah.
Like, every single thing that these girls did was so fluffy
nice,
and nice.
Sweet.
They offered to pay her hospital bills, but no.
No.
Yeah.
She goes to court still. What a fucking bitch.
What bitch. In 1992, Stella Liebeck, a 79-year-old woman from Albuquerque in New Mexico, bought a cup of coffee from a drive-thru McDonald's. As she removed the lid, spilled the entire cup of coffee on her lap. She was wearing cotton sweatpants. They absorbed the coffee and held it against her skin, scalding her thighs, buttocks and groin. So she was hospitalised for 8 days. She underwent skin grafting, followed by 2 years of medical treatment. She sued McDonald's, claiming it was too hot and more likely to cause serious injury than coffee served at any other establishment. Did she win or did she lose her
case?
How
much did she sue for?
She sued for $1.7
million. $1.7
million? Mm. Did she win or did
she lose? I reckon she won, but I don't think she won $1.7 million.
What are you saying, Michael?
I think she won.
What did you think she won? $1.7 million.
Okay. Yes.
Michael Payne is correct. Okay. She won an astonishing, frankly, $1.7 million.
Bruv, I'm gonna do that. I'm just gonna spill coffee on myself.
But I have to admit that I've heard that story before.
Oh, okay.
And I always heard it as she sued because it didn't say. It didn't have a warning on the cup.
Okay.
I always heard that.
Right.
I don't know if that was just
so.
Well, that's a good point.
Know, what are we doing with that?
I'm going to give
then?
You both a point.
No,
then.
No, but I still
you both get
it
a
right,
point because
so
you said she won, so you were right. Right. In 2007, when Custom Cleaners returned what Judge Roy Pearson claimed to be the wrong pair of pants, Pearson, who is an administrative law judge, decided to take action and sue for $67 million. He claimed the pants he dropped off for alteration had been lost and the dry cleaner did not meet the claim of the satisfaction guaranteed sign. So, did he win or did he lose?
$67 million.
From a dry cleaner?
Yeah.
How big was this dry cleaner?
They gave him the wrong pants.
Yeah, but how are they going to come up with $67 million? What are they dry cleaning?
He's lost.
And he's a judge.
Yeah, he's a judge. An administrative law judge.
Administrative
judge. Well, I can't
say
that word. It's obviously a word I can't say.
It's administrative.
Yeah.
I think he lost.
I will say he went in for $67 million, which he later lowered to $53 million. So that's much better,
cheers,
isn't
mate.
It?
Yeah.
He said it. Yeah.
He's lost.
100%. He should have lost his job as well.
Yeah.
You're a fucking
so you're
judge.
You're both saying lost.
Yeah.
Please
you're
don't.
Both correct. You're both
thank
correct.
Fuck for
so.
That.
Okay, I'm going to do one more for a little tie situation, quickly.
Oh, shit. Oh, is it this bonus?
Yeah.
Essentially.
A court in Macedonia heard the case of a beekeeper who was a little out of pocket. He claimed a local bear had been sneaking into his hives and stealing honey. The beekeeper claimed that he tried to distract the bear with lights and music, but without success.
What?
I feel like I'm missing something here from the story that I'm given by Evil Jacob.
Who's he suing? Sue the bear.
Who's he suing, Jacob? I don't know. It doesn't say. He's suing the bear. Sorry,
he's suing the bear.
He's suing the bear.
He sued the bear.
Do you know how much for?
$67 million as well. I heard about the fucking dry cleaners in.
Okay, he's suing it for $2,000, let's say. I'm making it up because I don't know now.
He sued a bear.
Yeah.
For some shit.
Yeah. The bear have been
sneaking
in.
But does the bear have any funding?
Does the bear have any...
It's got a hedge fund.
Does the bear have any funding behind it?
The bear will have an owner, won't it, or something. The
bear where do bears have owners?
Well, who do you think won, the beekeeper or the bear? Who won, the beekeeper or the bear?
The bear. I don't know. Yeah, the bear.
Can we even say the bear won?
Yeah.
So you think they got in favour?
Is the bear walking around the forest going, I won? It's not acknowledging. Well, I can't say it sounds so ridiculous.
Did the court find in favour of the beekeeper or the bear?
Well, it sounds so ridiculous.
What are you saying?
That I feel like I want to say beekeeper, but it's surely bear.
Well,
just give me your answer, please.
I don't know. The bear won.
The bear. Okay, what are you saying?
I can't give a dignified answer. Basically.
Well, I'll tell you, it wasn't the bear. The court awarded in favour of the beekeeper, although the bear was excused from attending court.
This is just a tiebreaker.
No way.
He was ordered to pay 140,000 dinars. The bear, £1,700 for the damage caused to the hives. Because the bear had no owner and presumably no money, the government paid up the cash instead.
Well, that's just such a stupid quick trick question. If you said government could potentially pay the fee.
That's not what I asked. The bear lost. That's who he took to court, the bear, and the bear had to... The bear lost.
I think that's a perfect way to round up the show.
The dumbest thing ever.
It's a real case in Macedonia.
Bruv. You know you're like really pulling at straws when you're suing bears. Yeah. When you're taking wildlife to court. You know You know you really fucking need some dough.
Well, that's the end of the quiz this week. Back next week. And the end of the show.
Yeah, on that note, that is the perfect place to wrap up the show. Hannah Witten's up next. Like I said, we've been paying Sylvester and Sarah
Did you
Bunda.
Just get that wrong? What did you need to say Harley?
That's right. I can't remember what I needed.
It's all right there. It's your name, isn't it?
Yeah, I would have enjoyed that. I would have quite liked it. Huh.
Join us next week at 4... I was just looking at the time. Sorry. Join us next week at four. Till six.
Till six.
We love you.
Wednesday, FUBAR Radio.
Car stopped in a clearing, ribbon of life. It was nearing. I saw the boy break out of his skin. My heart turned over and I caught it. Falling, I could hear the angel calling. We rolled on the ground, he stretched out his wings. The north flew away and he started to sing. My clothes, I danced on my shoes.